The slow and steady winter rain is keeping temperatures around 40 degrees and the skies dark with winter gloom. But the rain is good for our groundwater, for our reservoirs, and it is good for the plants and animals that need this most essential resource to survive. This rain is also filling our rivers, and I would wager sending a good amount of water into the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir, along with a healthy amount of dirt. Now that dirt is slowly but surely filling the reservoir, each year decreasing its capacity from 1% to 5% since it was completed in 1969. In another example of our human short-sightedness, the design life of this reservoir was only 50 years, at which time the reservoir would be filled to over 50% of its capacity with dirt. This was the water supply plan back then, and it is in part this plan that has us where we are today, scrambling to find a way to maintain the usefulness of a reservoir that was poorly situated and one that, in the conventional wisdom of the day, was always expected to fill up with sediment. Hence, the current discussions about dredging. Since the cost of disposal of the dredge material is generally agreed to be the most expensive part of any dredging operation, this got me thinking about the value of the sediment itself and whether we are, once again, missing the mark in the way we think about our natural resources. There have been some creative responses by contractors interested in dredging the South Fork Reservoir. In most cases, we don't know the ultimate destination of the sediment. It's just part of the economic equation upon which the offers are being built. They range from a method of opportunistic, selective dredging of just sand and gravel when the market makes it economically profitable, to more complex projects proposed, including using the fill to extend the airport's runway, or to fill a nearby quarry, presumably for reuse later on. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been thinking about the use of dredged materials for years and promotes the use of these materials for creating wetlands and improving fish and wildlife habitats, as well as the construction-related kinds of uses, such as land for runways, buildings, and other human structures. And dredge materials can also be used to improve the soil structure of poor agricultural lands, for creating topsoil, or for serving as the base structure for soil amendments. Dr. David Montgomery is a geomorphologist and a 2008 MacArthur Foundation Fellow who has spent his career looking at the complex relationship between rivers and the soils that they transport. Historically, one of the primary land-changing processes on our Earth. His recent book, Dirt, The Erosion of Civilization, provides a sobering description of the consequences of squandering good dirt. The topsoil in which we grow our food, the topsoil that takes generations to create. Montgomery's book looks at the repeated cycle of failure of civilizations, Mesopotamia, ancient Greece, the Roman Empire, China, European colonialism, Central America, and the American westward development. In each case, expansion beyond the carrying capacity of soil to produce enough food for growing populations. Much of the erosion along the South Fork Rivanna River and its tributaries occurred in the 1700s and 1800s when the forests were stripped bare for agricultural land. Most of the sediment from this era has likely been deposited below the dam, over time creating new and elevated floodplains downstream. So it would be a mistake to think that the rich topsoil of our ancestors is lodged behind the reservoir's dam. But while the reservoir is losing precious storage space for drinking water, it is also retaining, quite literally, the land from a significant portion of our upstream watershed. The caution about the growing scarcity and destruction of topsoil worldwide may seem a distant thing for many of us in our watershed, but consider this. We are, as David Montgomery says, slowly remodeling the planet without a plan. Today, moving more dirt around the planet than any other biologic or geologic process. The caution for us here is to look carefully at how we can prevent the soil from filling the reservoir to begin with, and to carefully consider the possibilities for keeping our soil, like our drinking water, in our own watershed. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler, or for podcasts anytime online at rivannarambler.org. If you have questions or comments, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.